Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is Tom Sharp, Commissioner of the Federal Acquisition Service within the U.S. General Services Administration. Also joining us from IBM is Paul Kayada.
So, Tom, there are certainly major shifts occurring in business and society. They include greater interconnectedness, information proliferation, increased demand for transparency, heightened customer and employee expectations. How are all these factors impacting your organization, and how are you addressing them?
Well, it's a big impact, and we're going to address them. Right now, there are 61,000 people doing acquisition on behalf of federal agencies. 61,000. And many of them are working in a bubble, meaning without knowledge of what their counterparts across government are doing. These inefficiencies drive up acquisition lead times and operating costs, needlessly wasting very precious resources. They also make it increasingly difficult for any of us, industry and government alike, to effectively carry out our various missions. And this is happening because we don't have a firm grasp on what is happening government-wide. We don't have the transparency we need and want. We don't have an effective community of practice. We are not as interconnected as we should be. We haven't harnessed what data can tell us about the government market and our customer agency needs. So what are we doing? So FAST has developed a collective plan to be more efficient and effective in the future through transforming our business models to respond to these market needs, interconnected us with each other in government and with industry through category management, setting up decision-making tools and data capture mechanisms in the common acquisition platform in the hallways we keep talking about, and make it easier for the workforce to do great things by easing the technical and resource burdens. Category management, when implemented successfully, has the potential to deliver on these issues of transparency and connectedness, while significantly improving other buying behaviors and fixing a lot of what government needs to fix with respect to these procurement issues.
So, Tom, I talked to a lot of my guests about the use of collaboration and partnerships among agencies and with the private sector to achieve mission results. How are you leveraging partnerships and collaboration to improve operations, achieve program outcomes, and execute your mission?
Well, FAST is all about helping agencies save time and money, so we want to do more. And the ways we're going to do that is very much focusing on the voice of the customer, very much engaging with industry. And the platform we're going to do all this through is through the idea of these 17 categories that we focused, that we've arranged our procurement spending in. So we're going to be engaging customers, engaging suppliers, have all the acquisition buying behavior in one place in each of these hallways so we can see it, we can understand it, have all the available contract vehicles in one place so they can be seen, they can be compared, they can be contrasted, that we can see the one-off buying behavior. We have a place then to influence that behavior and support it with analytics, with decision support tools, best practices, OSPP guidance. And FAST wants to do more and more to solve some of the procurement needs in those hallways.
Tom, if I can ask a follow-on question. Paul and I, before the interview, were discussing those 17 categories. You had mentioned earlier there are leaders for those 17. How are you having broken out? How are they dispersed or parsed amongst your leadership?
Well, FAST is organizing itself around 17. We're working very closely with Ann Rung and OFPP. I think she's desirous of standing up 10 government-wide. OFPP will use the Strategic Sourcing Leadership Council to oversee the effort and to appoint leads. We expect to be leads for some categories. I would expect other agencies to be lead for other categories. In any event, my view of these hallways will be, in the first instance, good government, and in the second instance, to over time provide better procurement solutions. And where folks look to FAST for that, we want to do our part.
Since acquisition is a fiduciary responsibility, the federal government business must be conducted with complete impartiality. Could you elaborate on the efforts being pursued to ensure the procurement integrity while also building a federal acquisition workforce capacity?
Well, integrity and ethics in federal procurement is job one. I don't know if there's much more to say about it. Our procurements need to be, we have a bias toward competition. They need to be conducted transparency. They need to be at the highest level of integrity. All of us need to practice the right ethics, and it should be done in the light of day. And when it's not, the folks should be held accountable. These are public dollars, and they should be sourced in the highest level of integrity and ethics.
Tom, I'd like to transition to the future. Would you give us a sense of the key issues that will affect acquisition and procurement offices government-wide over, say, the next couple of years?
Well, I think, it's not my role, but as an observer, I think we're going to see a contraction of federal spending. You're seeing federal procurement spending come down. That's a fact if you track that over the years. I personally think that agencies over time are going to have to find ways to be more efficient, and I think they're going to look at some of their functions like procurement, and I think there's going to have to be a recognition in my mind that the common procurement ought to be done in one place, done well, done once, done well, and I think that place is the Federal Acquisition Service, and we're going to earn that. I think the duplication in contracting has got to stop. It detracts the agencies from focusing on their mission. For example, does every agency and every bureau need to independently source their enterprise office supply contracts? I don't think so. I think that should be done at FAST, and we should be held accountable to do it well. And I'm willing to step up to that. So I think we're going to see contract duplication addressed. To gain efficiencies and allow agencies to focus on their core missions. I think as we deal with that contract duplication, it will answer in large part how we better utilize the acquisition workforce we have. It will reduce burden on industry that they don't have to go through all these bid and proposal events that they price back to these agencies and thereby the taxpayers. And I think we'll see improved government procurement practices and behaviors as we stand up category management, and there's one place for the acquisition community to go to get informed, to get advice, and to see the available vehicles. And I think the acquisition platform holds the promise to streamline that work, better inform, support the work with analytics and decision support tools, but to make it more efficient. I think is where we're headed, and that's how I've got FAST positioned and partnered with OFPP to do our part.
Great. So as you reflect on your public service career, Tom, what advice would you give someone who's considering a career in public service?
Well, I'm one of the folks I'm often asked. I've at this point now, three decades of procurement and purchasing experience. And I've done it in both the public and private sector, and there's good and bad about both. I would say when it comes to public service, it's very rewarding. I think you're given an opportunity to take on large roles with large impact and benefit the public good, which I find rewarding and gets me excited to come to work every day. And I'm delighted to be the FAST commissioner and have such a position to really have an impact on federal procurement and help agencies save time and money.
Wonderful. Tom, I want to thank you for joining us today, but more importantly, Paul and I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to the country.
My pleasure. Thank you.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Tom Sharp, Commissioner of the Federal Acquisition Service within the U.S. General Services Administration. My co-host from IBM has been Paul Cayatta. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, an in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan, and thanks for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.